Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yongera katonde ngaliza manyi.
At God a mighty hand clap.
Atukiriza atena tutukiriza.
He's allowed us again to fulfill.
Kutukiriza Yohane sura yokuna.
We fulfill John chapter 4.
Urwabiri murumu.
Verse 21.
Ako urwabiri mwenya.
Up to 24.
Atumutendereza.
As we praise him.
Iranga tumusiza.
And we worship him.
Moyo ne mazima.
In spirit and in truth.
Umoyo ngatukulembera moyo mtukufu vujivu.
Spirit as we lead by Holy Spirit in his fullness.
Magazi gonagari mchigambo.
All the wisdom in the word.
Utegero kuri mchigambo.
The understanding in the word.
Kutesero kurungamia kwa
the counsel and inspiration of God that in the scripture of truth, in the power in the word of God, Holy Spirit and thousands of angels,
then
all the holy ones, those in heaven, even all creations, praise God in all power, the spirit of might to give us power. Encompass Zachariah
forces,
not by power, not mighty, but by the Spirit of God.
And
when we praise Spirit of knowledge, the light of knowledge past the word of God, light of the vision of revelation, all the ways of praise of God,
you should
play before him every day as we praise and play for him, for we all are his offsprings.
We
fulfill the reason we created
Isaiah
43:21, the people created for himself,
we show
his praise.
Thank
praise in the spirit of fear of God. The spirit of fear of God to hate evil. Proverbs 8, verse
30.
The fear of God is to hate evil, pride and arrogance, a
promised
mouth, as we put aside. And there, as we humble ourselves, we have
thirst,
as we keep his commandments. For the lamb, and the laws, for the light, even judgment, for the justice, and his statutes, as he wills, and his ordinance says, as we worship, as the heavens worship, as we too worship. Thank him, the Lord,
that's
given his spirit to lead you, as you glorify the Father of heaven,
one
who sits above all the heavens. Ephesians 4 verse 6, that one God, the Father of all, who is above all, he works in all, he
passes
through all. As you praise him, not for yourself alone. Bible says in John chapter 16 verse 12 up to 15, that when the Spirit will come, he will glorify Jesus, he will
give up
that of
Jesus
and what of Jesus Father, he give us
the spirit
of the Father in us. We don't glorify any other thing except the Father above the heavens and his words, God the Word, and God the Son, our Lord Jesus. The Spirit has empowered us, and thank him.
He said,
thank you for allowing me. I praise the Lord while in spirit, not in the spirit of that I feel in spirit, but in fullness of the Holy Spirit, who came in Acts chapter 2, verses 1 to 5, he came in the tongues of fire, it appeared in his fullness, in Revelation 4, verse 5, I saw seven lamps of fire, the seven spirits of God, those sent in the all earth, as Revelation 5, verse 6, and the seven horns, the seven eyes you see, that the seven spirits of God, those sent in the all
earth.
Yes, it's the Spirit who's led us. Thank you for leading us, worshiping the Spirit. And we thank all the truth of the Holy Scriptures. And we praise God based in the Scriptures, which say that King David, and he praised the Lord. He
does
for him all his strength, and
that's
the late before him. That's as if there have been speeches of the truth. The truth in you best. The truth of the scripture. Paul said, Timothy, 1 Timothy chapter 2. Watch how people be saved. And to reach not all the truth. Knowing all truth. You can praise the Lord. I am the truth of the scriptures. The Holy Scripture. Even angels say, Daniel chapter 10, 19 and 21, that
verse,
I will declare you scriptures, not in the scripture of truth.
There
are no scriptures of truth. You can praise in truth. You can worship in truth. When you look into scriptures, and you speak of the great works of God, and the works of praise, you speak of the greatness of God,
the height, the breadth of God,
above all the heaven,
reach
everlasting, worship everlasting God,
and
in the truth, glory and honor, give to that Father, give to the Son, in the Holy Spirit, in the musical instruments,
move
to make 10 new creations. As in the 1 Samuel chapter 10 verse 5 to 6, when you meet the instrumentalists and they give prophecy, they praise that
thing,
the Spirit will come and will turn you to another man. We know this is the year 2024. Uganda's chance to stand in God's worldwide call, based in Africa, Uganda,
lifting
banner of truth of the world, righteousness and holiness. Yes,
as
Lord traffic of everlasting gospel salvation is the gospel of the kingdom of God and righteousness. We call nation return to God. Join on the final work on the
earth.
It's the only year we have to prove that we stand. And God says, that proclaim that let them praise, let them worship with praising, that we can be spoken. I will prove that them worthy, the nation Uganda, all the world worship God.
It's
what we are all,
it's
what we are all. You praise as you worship. Brethren, there is no stopping. Nehemiah tells us,
day 10,
the joy of the Lord is our strength. We have to praise and rejoice. We lose the power, power of the Holy Spirit. We move in revival.
The special
fill the Holy Spirit in all the power. We have to praise. You praise as you walk. Praise at your home. Worship. You see,
what your platforms that
you
are
you
you
go there sing in the kitchen sing, in the toilet sing, in the bed sing, whether it full sing. You praise the Lord. Worship and sing. Sing to the Spirit. That nation with a great wall. That in the worldwide call, we call nation return to God. Yes. Don't stop.
No,
we started. As we started, and they saw come your way. Let us praise. Worship God. As never before. We move this year till Jesus comes back. Find us praising. You know,
when
you go to 1 Samuel chapter 10, verse
10,
the Holy Spirit made us praise and worship musical instruments of God. We turn them to other men. On the other day, when Jesus will come back,
turn us
quickly, find us praising, because
the
chapter 15, verse 50
53,
that in the twinkle of an eye, we shall be changed,
found
us in the praising, we are worshipping. Ever since the world
is,
we have to move the praising. Yes.
Yimba ne katonda.
Akoratia.
Yimba ne katonda.
Have you heard that? Sing with God. His spirit will move in power.
Yimba ne katonda.
Brethren,
gwenkubulide chama cho kutusibwa mwanguru na kulie
he transformed on the other day
mukama visu wana
Jesus when he come back
mura pucha yo kutusibwa mwanguru na sizwanga
you'd be changed quickly you have be found worshiping you have to be found worshiping praising
chija kubera changu kutusibwa
is for you to be transformed
mwaba mumujo omanyo moyo tajja kukaruvirizibwa
kutusibwa you hadn't in changing people
Both
will be praising and worshiping.
Most
people when they are unclothed. Those understand God they are worshiping Him. And they don't feel any pain.
You know
your time to check from the body is come. Begin to sing a praise.
You'll
go when they are not aware.
Himba ni katonda. Zephaniah 3:17. Himba ni katonda. Yimba ni katonda moyo umutukuvu atambule mumani
kakasanga tetudiriza
courage that we don't stop this praising
hallelujah
hallelujah
yali akora ki
he was doing what
yali ayimba omutume steven
ee na atendereza mangu aguna chusi
mama singing praising was transfigured That's not what has brought us. Explain you that issue. But prove you do all possible everywhere. That you praise God in the spirit and truth. That worship in the spirit and truth.
Temuimba nyimba zinozo kempia zikuli
Don't sing only the new songs. Invent a new one, sing them.
Ezikujire mpya ne.
Those which come your way, the new songs.
Mpya ne mpya ne.
Invent the new, sing them.
Mafuta wegari kweto galaba.
Anointing is around, don't you see it?
Wegari ya goku tendrezo, kutendrezo, kutayogereke.
Praise and worship which can't be at all.
Era chidja kuburensi yonambu angu.
Pray the whole world, you just wait.
Habana ba katonda monsi yonna.
Children of God in the whole world.
Katonda ba goro kusamu wa kutendreza
la okusiza. Within the praise and worship.
Kutayogereke kangiro kutalanga omu
sena. It's never been in the world.
Uberewo.
It be there.
Haka Yesu wadi.
To the coming back of Jesus. You take a seat.
Amen. Amen.
They need
to read the Bible for themselves very well. And they understand it very well. That they have all the light in the word of God. Enlightening evil days like this.
And
to understand the way they have to go. Reach them in the eternal life. Unto the kingdom of heaven. Yes.
Also,
check that they have a proper Bible.
You know
there are Bibles they have put in the system which are fake and they speak other things which are not both in the rightful Bible but those using English use most the King James Version 2000 even New King James you can use it but mostly King James 2000 Maybe Bibles like the Gideon.
They are
recommended still having the word of God in its truthfulness. And it's not diluted.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You've prepared books of the Holy Spirit. Mostly you, the inner man. You, as the Spirit. And you are holy right here. In the Psalms 23, he said that the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He takes me beside the still waters. He feeds me the green pasture. As is restored my soul.
He
must have been restored the whole of you. Your spirit is right here. You are seated very well.
It's
not faults they have scattered and they are elsewhere.
kakasanga omutima gwo gutekeddwa bulungi.
Proof that your heart has been prepared well. One of the books of the Holy Spirit. Even your mind. You're thinking right from here very well. And when we teach you, you move to above the heavens, see the Father declaring to you.
You
go in the third heaven, see the Lord Jesus explain to you very well. See the Holy Spirit spread everywhere teaching you. The angels help you to move on to understand. That's noted in the scripture of
truth.
As we work with them, we who are on the pulpit, move in that. That's life. Don't move elsewhere. Things troubling you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We thank God the Father for the holidays He gives us. They are so important. As we move to prepare ourselves,
holidays
help you spread anointing of praise and worship elsewhere.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And
you come back charged afresh, you go back.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Have
you charged very well? Anointing of praising and worshiping. When you go back, you move with a flesh. People wonder what is moving on. There is something God is doing. You going to cause people to say there's something God is doing. People worship where they're praising. What is moving on?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Many
our brethren in the world, God has spoken with them.
That
they move to worship and praise powerfully. That the Holy Spirit moves in might.
And
that's into special people in the midst of the world. People of the voice of God. People to share the glory of God. Even His presence in the whole world.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You know, if the leader does not hack it to that now, I prove that he's powered already the leadership. Yes.
Indeed,
if you are leader,
have
not yet realized what this year is all about. The year 2024. Uganda's last chance to stand in God's worldwide call
based
in Africa, Uganda. Chance the Lord has given the world revealed to it all the secrets. Secrets of the kingdom of heavens.
The
secrets of the all earth. Even all the schemes of the evil one, Satan.
And
all the riches to be used in this life in the service of God.
And
to move, understand one who called us.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The world is to experience God's special call. There is going to be open of ears of many people in the whole world as they hear God call them to work with Him. We, as long as we praise and we worship.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. If the leader has not yet heard that word, his leadership is lacking.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That's why I wanted to tell you the great works of your leader.
The main work of your leader.
The main work of your leader. Yes. The main work of your leader. Whether of the church, whether a political leader, whether in the economic sector, whether of the health sector, whether of the education sector, whether of the social sector, whether they handle games, music and sports, leaders right from the president reaching the LC1 chairman, local council. Yes. They have made works they are required to do. And those who are meant to show those works to them, as a good example, they are the leaders of the church.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The main work of your leader, whether of the church, in every level they are, whether in the politics, on any level they are on, right from the president to the local council chairman, whether they're in the economic sector, right from companies, right beneath
business,
to the smaller business below, whether in the health sector, right from the professional doctors to the least, the nurse down there, the midwife, to the least in those ranks. Yes. Whether in the education sector,
right
from leaders in charge of education in nations, whether of the social sector, right from the unions here,
Nations,
like United Nations,
UN,
United Nations,
to the
village social sector into your house.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Whether they're of games, music, and sports, they have main works that God ordained them to do for you, and you to submit to them. If you then subject yourself to them, they fail their leadership. But those who were meant to show them to be the main example, they are the leaders of the church. All their levels they are on. In a good time, God puts there a leader. He has the main reason why he has put them in place. Not as you see today for the honors. No.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. In Romans chapter 13 from verse 1, he begins saying this. Romans chapter 13 verse 1.
Abakulu abakulembera kubanga tewali bukulu butaveri Katonda n'abakulu abaliwo batekebwawo Katonda.
Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. Yes. Every person be subject to the leaders, those who lead us. There's no leadership which does not come from the Lord. And our leaders, they are set in place by God. Verse 2, he says this. Romans chapter 13, verse
2.
Whosoever therefore resists the power, resists the ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive to themselves judgment. Yes.
Everyone
resists the leadership, resists the ordinances of God.
These ordinances
of God, that it's the way God ordered to be able to sustain you.
And
one who resists, they will commit a judge, they will face judgments. You have to be judged. But The main responsibility of your leader, which is that? You know, in the world we have the word leaders, right from the church of the Holy Ones, the children of God, in different ministries, in different positions all over the world. But at times they too do not know. At times some do not mind to know, but God has put me here. What's my main responsibility? And you too, you might think perhaps the leader is put himself there. Maybe he's put himself there. For at times you see he does not do those. You are done the things God put a leader in place. It is so hard for you to murmur except when you are Satan, one who first opposed the leadership of God.
Hallelujah.
Everyone resists the leadership. He resists God himself. And in 1 Samuel chapter 8, verse 7 and below, when God has set in place Samuel in the church, that known as Israel in the old covenant, he put him in place to be the leader, and God was the one who was ruling.
Hallelujah.
And when they rejected him, when they rejected prophet Samuel and they rejected God, in all leadership, and your leader is doing things required of them to do, that by which God set them in place, when you resist, you resist God.
Even
in the families, you know, leadership is a broad thing. Let's read that verse in the Samuel.
Samuel ekisoka esule yo munana no runyiriri olwo musanvu.
First Samuel chapter 8 verse 7.
T. Mukama nagamba Samuel nti wulire dobozi lya bantu mu byonna bye bakugamba. Kubanga tebakuganyigwe naye baganyenze nemo kubaka baka wabwe.
And the Lord said unto Samuel, hearken unto the voice of the people in all that they say unto you, for they have not rejected you, but they have rejected me, that I should not reign over them. Yes. He told him, hearken to the voice of the people, what they say to you. What they say to you. For they have not rejected you be their leader, but they have rejected me to lead them. The rightful leader, as we began saying,
in
the first Samuel, chapter 8 verse 7, they say that leader is there on behalf of God. And when you reject him, you have rejected God. That's why he began to say in Romans in chapter 13 verse 1 and 2, everyone who resists the ordinances of God, they resist God himself, and they are worthy to be judged, reaching death of hell and the lake of fire. There are those who reject leaders God has given them. And God to say, give them leaders who are going to torment them.
And
God ends put in place such a leader. And those wonder, even leaders who have committed evils against us. Brethren, some you ended when it's you have requested for them. Because at times you reject the proper leaders in all sectors, right from the mother sector, Half mother sector which begots all other sectors.
Obufumbo.
Marriage.
If
you reject leadership there, God said the man is the head of a woman
and
the head of the family, and you resist, reject that leader, you are rejecting God. And some of you, mostly some of the women, that's why they have hurt people in their lives. Yes. You despise the other. God pointed the finger to be yours. First of all, going to give you another who is hardened. Yes. But I don't go much in that. These have opened as a heading to study for a month.
It's
even a man you remember. But my God, I despise that person. Now see what this one is doing to me. So there are some of the men who have the people they regret. God gave someone to submit to you, make them to be nothing. Them to be your fellow leader, and you despise the leadership. But before I move on ahead, the main work of your leader is to show God to you. For all along, that's what you read. One set up by God, God is behind him. Indeed, he has to show God to you. But to show God to people, all our leaders, their initial main work to show God to us. Right there, you want to see chaos.
How
do they are set up by God?
Now,
they have to show us God right behind them. Have you understood me well? Let's repeat, read that verse, 1 Samuel. This chapter 8, verse
7.
1 Samuel, chapter 8, verse 7.
Mukama n'agamba Samuel nti, wulire eddoboozi ly'abantu mu byonna bye bakugamba. Kubanga tebakuganyi ggwe, naye baganye nze, nneme okuba kabaka waabwe.
And the Lord said unto Samuel, hearken unto the voice of the people in all that they say unto you. For they have not rejected you, but they have rejected me, that I should not reign over them. Yes. They have not rejected Samuel. They reject Samuel who set him up. God is the one who rules. Any leader.
I
told you right from the church. In the politics, in the economic sector, in the health sector, in the education sector, in the social sector, in the games, music, and sports, leaders on all levels, they have to show God to us. But mostly, those who are an example
to
all the other sectors, they are all the leaders of the church.
But
right now, I want you to look around. Leaders, how you appear so much, God has not appeared yet.
You've
not showed God to us.
You've
not made us know him.
What
have I done? You rate me and give me marks. You rate me, give me marks, we see.
Ay, ay, ay. Sebo tulaze Katonda.
Yes.
Kubanga agamba.
Because he said. And we don't preach ourselves.
Nga tubulira Kristo Yesu.
But we preach Christ Jesus.
Nafenga tulibachi.
We too are we servants.
Bakolisiki.
Kisoke sura iyo kubiri.
Ukirengedde.
Have you seen it?
Tetwebulira ki?
We do not preach ourselves.
Omukulembeze yenna.
Any leader.
Naye bannange.
But brethren.
Naye musumba.
Yes.
Omukulembeze emirimu
gye. Means of leadership, my goodness. My God, then sorrow and problems have come. Problems have indeed come. A person meant to show you God, that they make you know God, your leader. Right from the beginning of leadership in the mother sector. In marriage and family. Father, what are you doing there? All your acts are those which show God. Are they which show God the Father? And they show God the Son, our Lord Jesus, and they show God the Holy Spirit. You know, I cannot begin to explain at length for the short time. If time allows, I will come back show you how it's meant to be. But first of all, let's show God. Let's read it here.
Abakolinse chokubiri esule yokuna norunyiriri orokutano.
Second Corinthians chapter 4:5.
Kubanga tetwebulira feka wabula Kristo Yesu nga ye mukama waffe. Naffe nga tuli badduba mwe kulwa Yesu.
For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus, the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. And we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus our Lord. And we are his servants. We are his servants. We are your servants on the Christ's sake.
You
have to preach God. The Father, they understand him. You have to show and manifest him.
Preach
God the word they understand and they manifest. He moves in his people.
You have to preach
God the Holy Spirit, they understand him very well. But problems came already in leadership. First of all, those in the church. Those meant to be an example.
Oh, man, yes, we are again,
you know, Jesus was going to say, I've showed you an example. As the leader of the church, of leadership, he said, that leaders in the world exercise authority, but among you, the one great,
has
be a servant of the others. He left yet showed God. For God, so is mighty. He is our servant. He makes it rain. He brings out the sun. He grows the food. He serves us. Oxygen we breathe. He is mighty, but he serves. You to understand. But leaders.
Okay, Kari.
Oh, fine. You know to show God can begin from a humble beginning. For God is love. Where is your love? Then the signs of love, where there are expectancy, many others there, where can
you
show us God? Leaders, are they here in the world? Let me leave that aspect. I go to another issue. I told you, I want to tell you the main responsibilities of your leader. But the first responsibility is to show God to you and to make you know Him and to manifest Him in our midst. Leadership of church on all levels, whether in the leadership of the nations, politics, on all levels, whether a leader
in
economics on all levels, whether a leader in the health sector on all levels, education in all levels, you're a leader in the social sector,
union,
in the different unions,
fellowship,
in different fellowships,
whether
a leader in games, music and sports, you are a nation made work. And to those people you lead is to show God to them and to make them know God, to manifest God in their midst as He does great things, the great and marvelous things. Our leaders, are you there? Those of today and those of tomorrow.
There are
those of the church meant to be an example. Those they said you are the lands of the world. To
enlighten
in the rightful things mostly of this leadership. They became darkness of the world. We are in revival. We are in revival. And restoration of all things of the heavens and earth, they be known the way they were, the way they're supposed to be, and the way they will be forever and ever. We've handled on leadership today.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Have I preached you? I've not yet. Is there something you've understood? You want leadership? What are you going to use it for? People, leadership, they think to give honors to them. That some they have foolish things. That one who gives the leadership, they give you to eat. Read me of that scripture saying that. Are we together? You leader of that family, they gave you leadership to eat. Some fathers you want those pans of food. They place all the pieces
are
yours. One who gave you leadership gave you to eat. As they say, the seat is sweet. Maybe I've preached politics today. We speak of leadership in every position and sector. Even your main ones, you leaders. Who wants to be given leadership of full knowledge? That you may show God to us very well. That you make us know Him in His fullness and manifest Him do marvelous works in our midst. You know, among you there are those who are willing for that. Yes, but in the way of ignorance. You don't even know what you speak means, you of leadership. You see, as you say, those pastors fail, let God kill them. He kills them, you have not been risen up yet. Who will lead the congregations they have?
Speak
as a leader who has wisdom at least. You say that. God, before you kill them, first lift us that your sheep may not scatter without a shepherd.
Yeah. Yes.
Others are saying, Apostle fell.
Now,
if I fail, what you should do? I've advised you. You who still stands as you have it. You who still stands, you don't have it. A leader who understands cannot say that those leaders who fail, let them die when they have congregations.
Yet,
there are no people reason to work in their positions. Think of those sheep, how they are going to scatter. That's why the time you've been here, there are no prayers we pray to kill pastors. Even though some fail, the main prayer, raise other prophets, many other apostles. That's the prayer we pray. Now you lady gentlemen, if I fail, you pray much that you stand early.
That
God anoint you, anoint no favor, you come in my position. Today if you
say
chant, these people may reject you. I am advising you. The leader who fails still gives wisdom, is has some understanding then. And if he still knows his works, what should we do then?
We
put in place one who does not know even works of his leadership. You send me high five.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The second, this leader has to discern between the good and evil for you. The blessing and the curse. Life and death.
People
cannot do that for you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Wow.
I know
Korashi.
They have to do what?
To
discern for you between good and evil.
Good and bad or good and evil.
Good and evil or good and bad. Yes. He has to discern for you the blessing and the curse, life and death. If you cannot do those things, Pastor, we have to teach leaders indeed. All leaders in our sector, they need to be taught. Some they are saying, now pride and familiarization has begun. You think their main works, what
happens?
Collect tithe of the church and the tax of the nation. Brethren, are we together? We are in the First Kings chapter 3.
Basekabaka ekisooka esule yokusatu n'olunyiriri olw'omukaaga.
First Kings chapter 3 verse 6.
Sulemani n'ayogera nti wamukola bulungi nnyo omuddu wo Dawudi kitange nga bwe yatambula mu maaso go mu mazima ne mu butuukirivu ne mu bugolokofu obw'omutima wamu naawe era wamuteekerateekera ekisa kino ekinene kubanga omuwadde omwana ow'okutuula ku ntebe ye nga bwe kiri leero.
And Solomon said, you have shown unto your servant David, my father, great mercy, according as he walked before you in truth and in righteousness and in uprightness of heart with you. And you have kept for him this great kindness, that you have given him a son to sit on his throne, as it is this day. Verse 7.
Erano, ayi mukama katonda wange, ofudo muduo kabaka mchifacha Daudi chitange, nange ndi mwana muto, simanye kufuruma, ni mwankubado kuyingira.
And now, O Lord, my God, you have made your servant king instead of David my father, and I am but a little child. I know not how to go out or come in. Verse 8.
Era omuduwo ali wakati mu bantu be walonda, egwange dene eitayinzika kubalibwa newankubadde okugattibwa obungi.
And your servant is in the midst of your people whom you have chosen, a great people that cannot be numbered nor counted for multitudes.
Olinyolwomwenda.
Verse 9.
Kale muwe omuduwo omutima omutegeevu okusalanga emisango gy'abantu bo, njawulenga ebirungi n'ebibi, kubanga ani ayinza okusala emisango gy'eggwanga lyo lino ekkulu.
Give therefore your servant an understanding heart to judge your people, that I may discern between good and bad. For who is able to judge this your so great a people?
Yagamba mumpe omutima omugezi ogutegeera,
a wise and understanding heart,
nsobole okuwawula wakati w'obulungi
n'obubi, I may discern between good and bad,
wakati w'ekirungi n'ekibi,
between the good and the bad,
wakati w'obulungi n'obubi,
between good and evil.
Bw'oba tosobola kukwawulira bantu,
if you can't discern for the people,
abaana ba Katonda,
the children of God,
wakati w'obulungi n'obubi,
between good and evil,
onanga obukulembeze tobusobola,
then you cannot handle leadership,
era tosobola kuba mukulembeze,
and you can't be a leader,
eri abaana ba Katonda,
unto the children of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oyina okubanga osobola okubawulira,
must be able to discern for them between good and evil.
Naye bw'oddayo mu bakulembeze bafu okubirala mu kanisa,
go back to our leaders right from the church,
kutuwawulira wakati w'obulungi n'obutontonolemu awo,
the good and evil,
ndabiremu awo,
you look into that there,
nga bakuleese oyambala nga bw'oyagala,
and they've left you clothed the way you want,
weyisa nga bw'oyagala,
you conduct yourself the way you want,
osalawo nga bw'oyagala,
you decide the way you want,
olowooza obukulembeze bwabwe buli ludda
wa, where is their leadership?
Okubida kuba kulembeze baffe,
right from our leaders in the church,
bwe batabasobola twawulira wakati w'obulungi
n'obubi, cannot decide between good and bad,
wakati w'ekirungi n'ekibi,
between the good and bad,
wakati w'obulungi n'obubi,
between good and evil,
bwe bakulembeze,
they are not leaders,
bonna n'abyobufuzi bonna,
even in the politics,
byonna mu byenfuna,
in the economic sector,
byonna erimu,
all through
byobulamu,
in the health sector,
byokusoma,
in education,
in
the social sector,
games, sports,
music,
and sports,
cannot decide between good and evil. Leaders, perhaps who have put themselves in leadership,
those
set up by God in those leadership, and they never knew what it means to be a leader in their main responsibilities. Where are they? Now me, you cannot tell me that I live evil your way. Gentlemen, I'm your leader. It's impossible. We are going to fight over that.
If
you think to be full knowledge and I'm your leader, and you want evils with yourself, woe unto you.
Me,
I will not be your leader. I know what it means to be a leader over you.
And
God sends me the worldwide call. He understood it. And he taught me as a leader
who
can discern between good and evil. The outer and the inner evils.
Wakati
between the blessing and the curse. When do you get a curse, I discern that for you. When do you get a blessing, I discern for you. Now if you insist in those who bring curses, me, I don't want to lead you. You're going to trouble me in vain and disturb me. I will chase you from here. Now they say now he's begun those things. And you know many we shut out,
but
we understood leadership here in what it means.
You person,
I should make you get lost, have to take you to the eternal life. Understood, I have to discern for you between death and life. And preach to the first death in Adam. When we removed from us the heavenly body, the sin of wanting to become God.
And
I tell you the many sins begotten. Those meant to be repented for if you to be saved. And if you be saved of the second death, the lake of fire. You see all those things
that
within leadership. Yes. We are right in the school for knowledge of God.
International ministries.
You know, in Deuteronomy says, I've said before you, life and death. You choose. The blessing and the curse. The good and evil.
Kakati.
Now,
the
right leader says, you take, choose life.
For
he's the leader. Leadership does not guide you move from death. In the wage of sin, and then if you commit sin, that is not a leader, a proper leader.
God
planted in his will. Maybe the other you desire, he gave him to kill them. Yes. Indeed. You are not putting yourself in leadership. Someone put you there. And he trained you. He told you those are the real works. First, manifest him. And manifest me in the people. And prove that by works manifesting them. The second,
discern
between good and evil. The curse and death. The curse and the blessing. Life and death. Now you want me not to discern that for you. That you want me to leave you the way you are. You're joking. Let's read in the Deuteronomy you hear.
Ekyamateeka olwokubiri essuula ya 30 n'olunyiriri olw'19.
Deuteronomy chapter 30 verse 15.
Ekyamateeka olwokubiri essuula ya 30 n'olunyiriri olw'15.
Deuteronomy chapter 30 verse 15.
Laba, leero ntadde mu maaso go obulamu n'obulungi n'okufa n'obubi.
See, I have set before you this day life and good, death and evil. Yes.
They're
right before you in the world. Good and evil. Have you seen it? Life and good. Death and evil. Now God has to send leaders. All those as they're in the world, for the world is full of confusion. They discern for you. But leaders on all levels. Those leading in families. But brethren, leaders, are we there? What are we on?
See, I have said before you this day, life and good, death and
evil. Now, good and evil. We discern that. Good and evil. Life and death. He has to discern for you. Between good and evil. Remember, I've not yet explained how they discern good and how they discern evil. But I have show you the main works that you know at least of them. Has to take a wrong. Keep discerning of good.
They
have to give you light enough. Enlightened to see good and to see evil. And they show you good where it ends you and evil where it will end you. And you discern yourself.
But
if you see leaders, first of all, from the church, they gather tithes and offerings. They have left you choose death and evil. For the acts they have left with you. They left our leaders already died. Are we there? Do you have some leaders you know of this time and they are still on this work? Excellency, President Museveni, Uganda in East Africa. Is he still doing like this? Maybe. Let me leave that for you. Brethren, leader, what is it? You know, we have led the worldwide call. We as full knowledge. You person, you leader, you have to understand what you do. But leader, if you as a person refer to decide between good and evil, who are you going to help? You fail to discern between the curse and the blessing. Who are you going to help? You fail to discern between life and death. All the acts you move by, they only show death. You don't need to explain me much how you've headed to the way to hell. Your acts explain that.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let's read verse 19 we hear.
Ekyamateeka olw'okubiri, essuula ya 30 n'olunyiriri olw'19.
Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19.
Mpite eggulu n'ensi okuba abajiirwa gye muli leero, nga ntadde maaso go obulamu n'okufa, omukisa n'okukolimirwa. Kale weeroboze obulamu, olyoke obe ng'omulamu, gwe n'ezzadde lyo.
I call heaven and earth as witness this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both you and your descendants may live. The proper leader will tell you, choose life. Me, you want to choose for you both? I leave you both in life. One moves you to death, another to life. Right then, am I leader? The people here want me to leave them the way they are. That God say they come the way they are. Even you read the scripture in the wrong way, he say come the way you are. When you come, you be turned to new creations. My work, a leader, turn you to a new creation. And if you retain the old man,
me,
I am not your leader, I have to chase you. But you have to know that the church or the ministries, institutions of God, schools where we make all nations disciples, and when you see you are just falling, then we expel you from the school. Student is just shaming the school. But as you heard he said, he sets up good and evil. He leaves it to happen in the world. Blessing and the curse. Life and death. And he sends leaders to discern that for the people. But leaders, some already have got in the place of good, it's where they have put evil. And the person teaches the other and God checks the heart. Outward though you do whatever, God checks the heart. But God says, what fills the heart? What came outside?
That
miniskirted cloth is filled in your heart. And so it already, in the heart, as you say, he checks the heart. In Isaiah, he said, there are those who got in the place of light, they put darkness. People, instead of discerning good, they give them evil. Evil is what they call good. That too is a journey. To come explain the way you have to discern the good and evil, blessing and the curse. But to discern good and evil, he said, that when you eat of the tree of knowledge, you discern between good and evil. There is light of knowledge you have to release in the people to discern good and evil. Yet still, choose people blessing in the
curse.
They are diligent to hearken the voice of the Lord their God, to keep his commands, laws and the judgments, all these blessings to follow them.
Yet they
be diligent, hacking his voice,
keep
his commandments, Lord, judgments. All these curses will come their way. Now you know it. One way I can help these people choose a blessing, teach them, be diligent, hacking to voice of the Lord their God. Have to teach them to keep in his commandments, his laws, judgments, statutes, and the ordinances, and to keeping and doing that they see the blessing. If I fail that,
be
diligent, hearken to the voice of God, to keep commandment, law, judgment, I've already choose the way of curse for them.
Me,
I don't do like that. You, I am a leader. I wanted to remind them, there are those who want me to leave them in their way of death. Impossible.
When
I give accountability, I do what? I have to warn you the way of life and death. That this is the eternal life, to know the one true God, Christ Jesus is saying. And this is the wage of every sin, it's death. And in death, the angel of death unclothed that body, give you one of hell,
to
second death lake of fire they bind you there, all days of your life.
I'm to show you
almost in all my preaching as a leader.
Hello?
Are we there? I can't leave you the way you want me to leave you as I'm a leader. I cannot abandon my work like that. Some they want us to just move aimless just as they have spoken.
You
person a leader has his seven eyes, and they are beyond those two eyes you have in your forehead. Are we there? Apostle, still now we're showing off. When I finish to show off, you two begin. You show off and boost as I'm boosting, as you preach to the people.
Those
wanderer.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Leader,
are you there? Are you not leaders? You don't leave the hands? Brethren, we lead in the worldwide call as full knowledge. And each of you has a special leadership upon them.
Even
those who hear us out, they have different leadership upon them. Right from our families, there are those who are elders. There are uncles there. There are aunties. All those are leaders. But the aunties. Okay, let's leave that. But in another way, we are going to end when each is a leader over another. In our different levels, in our different positions. But your main responsibility, what is it?
Kati waliwo abantu muli wano muli mugamba.
Now there are people you are here saying.
Nampa kukulembera.
How come me they have not given me to also lead?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Pozi mu Isaiah gamba atya?
Maybe in Isaiah what does he say?
Isaiah sura yokutano no lunyiriri olwa 22.
Isaiah chapter 5 in verse 20.
Zibasanze abo abayita ekibi ekirungi.
Woe unto them that call evil good.
Abakulembeze betulina bafuna obuzibu.
Leaders, we have got a problem.
Ate ekibi kye bayita
ekirungi. Evil is what they call good.
Let me tell you,
if you've not yet reached evil, you first commit trespasses. Doing the word of God, you do it halfway. They say, rotate the field. You pass in the middle of it. You next commit a transgression. You do it, but not in the proper way.
No,
and you say you are the choir leader. We are worshiping. But you are clothing a minister. Yes, you are a leader. Thank you. But you've done it in a wrong way. You are in a transgression. You've done something, but in a wrong way. When you finish there, you go in evil.
Iniquity.
Iniquity. Yes. Iniquity. Sure. It's iniquity. You are there. You have Romamonga. You are pointing fingers.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah.
You are not a faithful person. Something they say, I've not seen.
Yes.
That they called iniquity. Iniquity. Yes, iniquity.
But
those are so hard, they are nearer to sin. If you are in sin, iniquity so much, you always point finger. You end up sinning. Yes. You are a leader who knows that. Oh, fine. If I begin
to discern
between evil, I don't begin from sin. No. Hey. You go to the source. I begin from trespasses. God told you pass like this. You pass in the middle like this. He told you do it like this. You do it but in the wrong way. Transgressions begin to happen. You head on to what? Iniquity. Yes. You head on to iniquity. You make it your ways. Your life is, me, I'm like that. And people in the world,
iniquities
don't mind them much. They also claim to be their ways.
Me, I'm like
RSG, but it's not the main thing. When I find you do those, I know where you're heading to. In pride,
a
fall is next. You're heading on to fall. People wish to commit sin.
The
foundations, they have laid them very well. Now when they finish iniquity and they go to evil, they become accusers, they invent sins. These have leveled them. They invent sins they bring in the world. Don't know them, they are new, they have invented the sins. Evil. You are there and they begin to sing that song. Okwe picha is the song they have brought in the world.
Bali evil.
They are there, and they are evil. They are like demons. For when you reach the level of evil, you are almost a demon. We see it brought a style of a cloth which is skimpy, that you are a designer, yet you are evil. Now the level you remain to reach, the extreme is their satanic. You even oppose God, you reach say things of God is not there. No more invade sins, but now you are an opposer who oppose God. Now we
see
the ways as leaders if you discern evil for you. Even good, we know where it begins from. The good begins in all goodness. But it's not what I've come to explain. But I've told you, there are people who extend as leaders. But evil is what they call good. The sister cloth is keep a cloth, and they say God has risen you. That clothing style is very nice.
Those
clothings maybe got there from America. Anointing upon that is anointing. But it's a keep a cloth.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Do we have leaders who still have my sanity in them?
Sister Nadja,
sister
comes
with
slits. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We
are going to praise
Pastor
him.
Nagamba.
And the pastor says,
amen.
Amen.
My daughter.
Muwala wange. There are those who say you are so much on the church, others are they not leaders? I began telling you this, go to all leaders, all positions, on all levels. A leader, you are given desire for people between good and evil. The curse the blessing and the curse. Life and death. But you cannot at all.
Leaders,
what is it exactly? They give me a seat here, indeed. There are some things you get surprised.
And
you wonder of leaders. Right from the local council, and the world people choose evil, you've left evil for them. You are leaders watching. You are going to give accountability for them. Every soul get lost, you are to account for it. God set you up your leader. You get from leadership, you will be able to
handle.
They are going to beat you more.
For
before they judge, the people have been on the planet. Leaders will be the first on judgment. Apostle, stand at ease. You salute me, God, and say, I found a God
of
you. How did you lead the people? How many spirits here? You begin to tremble.
I found God.
You are trembling before him.
Toa it.
Toa anonymous.
Tupa yeye kwa moto.
Sule mulilo. These you made lost, they'll find you already there. As you swim in the lake of fire, burning all days. No, Hebrews 14, 17, are going to give accounts or leader. That's why they say, I begin to insist to leave sin.
It
don't want, leave me, I will not give accountability for you.
How
do you remain
with
multitudes of people who have not been aligned? You give account for them.
Me,
I will not give you accountability. The one who
mangu,
live here.
Yeah.
I say, Lord, I've chased this one. No more in my hands. Now look to Pastor Rock. You people, you get aligned. You is new here, we are going to do a work in you, don't worry. We cannot chase you when you reach that level. Go back, tell them where I went. They tell me they chased people there.
I
will not give your account.
You refuse
me to align you. I go give account for you. I begin to plead that I had mercy. I didn't want to break their hearts. No. Let's read here, we see.
Abebulania esule ye 13 n'olunyiriri ole 17.
Hebrews chapter 13 verse 17.
Muulirenga abo abakulembera mubagonderenga. Kubanga abo batunulola obulamu bwammwe nga baliwoza bwe bakola balyoke bakolenga bwe batyo n'essanyu so sina kusinda kubanga ekyo tekyandibagasiza mmwe.
Obey them that have rule over you and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls as they that must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you. It's not going to profit. You humble down.
And
lead you with joy as we fulfill our works of showing God to you, to make you know Him, to manifest Him in your midst, between good and evil, blessing and the curse, life and death. Because we have to give account. You understood what it's called leadership. First of all, that of the church. In the politics. In the economic sector. In the health sector. In the education. In the social relations.
Games,
music, sports. In the mother sector of marriage. I know very well what it means. And when you refuse to show God to you, if you refuse, I discern for you. Yeah. I know that very well from the marriage there. You too know it.
Forward
again, I will not be able to handle you. Hey. Those are the apostles, they just sent us. And God is one who sends us. We too have nothing to speak except that they have charged us to speak. Right from my home. You want to go there? I don't want. I tell you, that's not a proper place to go. Right there, people in Ajme saying, apostle wants always to inquire from him about everything. I have to decide for you between good and evil. And God hates those who do not inquire from him. But he sets up those you meant to inquire from initially, until you will reach to inquire from God yourself, and to know how he answers. And you discern how he is answered and how he is not answered. If you've been on that level, I would not have told you to inquire. Because still when you knock, you come back say, leader, what can I do now?
And
before you knock, come, what should I do? Discern between good and evil for me. Discern the blessing on the, what I'm going to is a blessing on the curse. What I'm going to, I remain life, or I'm going into death. Have you seen? Others say apostle makes himself God. He wants us to inquire from him. As long as you studied God in the toilet and you were there with the maggots teaching you, it wasn't apostle teaching.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What do you have again? I
guess we're wondering now.
Now, I will
not come.
HB,
get
HB
people. Call
it
good. You are joking.
Well,
I understand well my responsibilities. Let's go repeat Isaiah chapter 5, verse 20. Isaiah chapter 5, verse 20. Woe unto them that call evil good, and good evil, that put darkness for light.
You
know, people do exchange. Find the leaders done an exchange. You are on a problem. Light here remains light. And when it comes, according to Ephesians 5, 13 to 14, it manifests things. If you see the church and there's no enlightenment, there's no vision, there's no revelation, these already exchanged. For darkness is what is
going on.
Every day you study, you don't get revealed, you don't understand anything. And exchange, and they don't tell you that. They remain gathering. And do they know it? Himself exchanged, he is in darkness. Light is of knowledge. Knowledge brings the vision. And the vision brings revelation. That's why he said when you gathered, one with the hymn, one with the teaching, doctrine, one with an interpretation, one with something revealed, all to be done for the ike of the church. All through in leadership, this is needed on all levels. Right from the church, those are the lamps of the world. But the world lamps exchange. It's darkness which is there now. The light of knowledge that in the word of God is not shining. They have many stories.
Stories of America,
stories
Europe.
Of America, Europe.
Mayumba,
houses,
built
storage houses.
Those
things of the hyena and the hair. There is an exchange in leaders. They exchange the main responsibilities.
The
sun between light and darkness. They got light, they called it darkness. They call darkness light. That's why to clothe the miniskirt, to conduct yourself the way you want in the ministries or different churches, they don't mind it. Oh, it's up to you. Darkness is moving on. Whether you die, die. Give me tithe and offering I eat. That's what they are in.
Responsibilities,
what made them leaders. They moved from it. Up to leaders in politics. They no more have light except only darkness. Now that's a gospel singer. Have you seen that? Gospel. But brethren, these days the cloth damaged on the
boy.
Rasta boys, they play the guitar there in the choir. You know darkness. Have you seen how it's brought? Now,
gospel artists,
you see them? As you move from there, you are on a serious problem. You fall in the pits of hell and you understand it. Reverend, do we still lead us over church? What is moving on? Look at those in religion. They clothe well as they come in their synagogues. Out on the village, they are drunkards, they drink alcohol.
Basiru,
siru. They are foolish people there. That we are fathers,
the teachers,
bishops,
the bishops,
bishops.
Our leaders.
Thank you for work of exchanging light and you put their darkness.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Have I emphasized their much? People say that he's heated much at that point.
Okay,
let's finish this verse.
Isaiah
chapter 5, verse 20.
Abateeka ekizikiza mu kifo ky'omusana.
That puts darkness for light.
N'omusana mu kifo ky'ekizikiza.
And light for darkness.
Abateeka okukaawa mu kifo ky'okuwoomerera.
That puts bitter for sweet.
N'okuwoomerera mu kifo ky'okukaawa.
And sweet for bitter.
Verse 21. Zibasanze abo abalina amagezi mu maaso gaabwe bo era bakabakaba mukulaba kwabwe bo.
Woe unto them that are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight. Verse 22.
Zibasanze abo abalina amaanyi okunywa omwenge era abazira okutabula ekitamiiza.
Woe unto them that are mighty to drink wine and men of strength to mix strong drink.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
They
got what is bitter and they call it sweet.
In
that sweet, they say this is bitter. That's why most of them say,
you know,
the full knowledge of the scriptures, don't go there, they are a cult. But you person, that Bible, they made it that we do what with it. We know it and leave it there for us. One is spoke say, when you know true,
and
the truth will set you free. According to John 8, verse 32.
But
that truth is of the scriptures. That whole truth
we have
to know. And say, love all people, be saved. And to know all the truth. How will they know it when they don't know scriptures? For you tell us scriptures noted in the scripture of truth. And you
care
much for not knowing scriptures. What case do we have to know many scriptures then? Give me any condemnation of scriptures.
And say,
it's not good to know many scriptures. Others say, one will know much, will be accused much. Show me the few you know, then, what they help you for. You know much? You do all of them. That's where salvation is. But still, when you know little, and you get lost for lack of knowledge, that's still a condemnation.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
There are many main reasons. The main works of the leaders. To give us food of the word of God in their season. Yes. They have to speak to us. In the time God expects them to speak us his words. The scriptures of truth. It's a great work. For you will kill spirits and they have lacked spiritual food. And you also kill the bodies.
for lacking knowledge. They have to give us food of the word in its season. Leaders have to speak to us in the different seasons. That's why it's done in the political leaders, the presidents. They come to address the nation. He should not take long. He has to hearken much from the Lord. What food he gives them to give the flock. Up to the local council leadership. Up to leaders in the economic sector. Every place. God set up leaders that pass through them his voice to speak to his people. But not many are prepared. And some decided to leave the flocks of God and didn't give food in the season, and God has taken not to appear in the people. Now they make money. They move from the holy church of the holy ones of God, sanctified with water through the word, and they are taken off spots and wrinkles, all the evils, and they move to church business. Right now there is church business, making money, tithe and offering seeds, and they preach to you material gains, you go back.
Others,
when they made church business, they stole much. And they advanced to put in another sect. You know, there's also a church shrine.
And it's
like a church, but a shrine.
Others
made a church shrine and made a church business at the same time.
Those
I'll speak to them next, the other time. The difference between the church of the holy ones, the church business, and the church shrine. It's like the church and holy ones come together. Children of God come. But because that is not what we are on now, I have told you the third, this leader has to give people food of the word of God in the time of God. For he set them up. Leaders got to pass his voice through them to speak with his people that in the world. For when God keeps silence, we die and perish. For we live by every word from his mouth. And this leadership. When he's silent, we die and perish. For we live not by foot on this world, but by every word from the mouth of our God. Set up leaders to be able to do that. But I have told you, first time is up. Time is indeed gone. But let's read this verse in Matthew. Matthew chapter 24, verse
45.
Who then is a faithful and wise servant whom his Lord has made ruler over his household to give them food at the proper time? Yes. That faithful leader, where are they?
The
wise and faithful leader. Lord gave rulership over his household to give them food in their proper time. Remember the food we speak of? We have the spiritual and the physical food. Because in Amos chapter 8, 11 and 12,
he
said there will be fasting in the famine, but not of eating food, not drinking water, but hearing the word of God. That is food of the word.
These verses, when you finish, he said,
the
servants of most leaders,
they
abandoned the flock, they no more give them the word of God, in that of its proper time. As
we
have that this season,
it's
Uganda's last chance to depart from the Lord. Uganda's last chance before God to stand fulfill God's worldwide call. The year 2024. And God to be able to make us worthy.
He said,
we praise, worship Him in spirit and in truth. As we commit ourselves to be changed to become new people. The glorious people. But if you see leaders, what they are up to now, you wonder. These leaders, what are they on?
Points
just, explain them. Each needs to be explained by itself. The leader gives the flock. Any level, whether in family. So praise to your families and to your workplace in the different places. As a leader, people, you stare and speak a word of the season that God wants you to speak. When God set up the King David,
in
the 2 Samuel chapter 23, he said the word of God was in his mouth, in his spirit, spoke unto his people. Because God knew
it
in the Psalms 28, when He keeps silent, we die and perish.
And said
in Deuteronomy 9,
we
don't live by food on the planet,
but
because God has spoken unto us. This is when they leave the responsibility of giving us food, of the word of God in its season. That's why the world has been in problems, many problems. For these leaders, the responsibility, they left it. God would have passed through them the word to warn, and people live. But the world is falling in problems for leaders in different positions who no more feel their responsibilities. Someone is out praying a prayer saying, Apostle, they give him to lead Uganda. Leave me alone. Me, I am a leader of the worldwide call. That me too can perhaps help different leaders if they will accept my help. When I move from here where I am, who will stand there now? For you two are still being prepared and trained. After
you
be prepared, you can send me elsewhere. You present me here.
Amen.
Amen. Let's finish this verse. Time has left us. Matthew chapter 24, verse 46.
Mukama we gwalisanga ngazenga akola bwatyo.
Blessed is that servant whom his lord, when he comes, shall find so doing.
47.
Mazima
mbagamba nti ali musigira ebintu bye byonna.
Verily I say unto you that he shall make him ruler over all his goods. 48.
Nayo omuddu oyo omubi bwaligamba mu mutima gwe nti mukama wange aludde.
But if that evil servant shall say in his heart,
My Lord delays his coming.
49. Erabo alisoko kuba badubane. No kulia, no kunywera wamuna abatamivu.
And shall begin to smite his fellow servants and to eat and drink with the drunkards.
Now there
are those of the church and the different sectors. They gave up on each leadership. They are there to torment those they lead. You find them, they pray, they are thirsty, they are hungry.
It
gets more from them.
If
the male cows, they milk them. You. Have you ever milked a male cow? For you've seen something like a breast down there.
No more what data in a
child.
No, you can fast
so that I pray for you, but brethren. Some decide to drink with the drunkards of the world. You find the pastor with the tight panties on themselves. And they put a cap looking at
him.
And the hair is a rastafari. They decided to be like those of the world. Jesus is not returning till late. The other son, Kani, he clothed in a not proper. He ended being the Kani which does not cloth well. Leaders now. There are those here in Uganda.
In
politics in the economic sector. In the health sector, in education,
games, music, and sports.
Those who worked for God and for their country, they no more work neither for their families, they work for their stomachs. Now, the second
speed
of the leader, give people the word in this
promise.
Make the voice of God to the people. That which wants and instructs, or which gives goodness.
They
left that each does their own.
They are
sitting in parliament looking for daily food.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, what will be next on them when the one who set them to be leaders has come? Matthew 24:50. The Lord of that servant shall come in a day when he looks not for him, and in an hour that he is not aware of.
51.
And he shall cut him asunder and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Yes. You've cut him asunder. The body in the ground. The spirit. In hell and the lake of fire.
Cut your thunder.
They will not cut them physically. Not. A thunder. It's Ecclesiastes 12:7. The body goes to the ground. That's where it
goes.
You go to God to judge it. Throw it in hell and the lake of fire. When you read, you cut them a thunder, you begin to imagine. God is cutting your thunder physically. It's not what he speaks of here. We have the outward and the inward man. Separates the outward man. The body, flesh with blood. It goes in the dust in the maggots. It perishes.
He
judges the spirit to head unto hell. And the lake of fire. Where there will be pains there. But as I finish the course of time, leaders has to show you how you move out and the way you come in, how you return, and how you enter.
And
so you ask, should I go there?
For
I look there and there is evil ahead. That's why he is inquiring. Should I go to this place? Or I don't go. That is a broad word. He reaches his thought to profit. And he
shows
you the way you have to go and he leads you in it.
And ask,
how does he go to lead you?
In
the era of prophet Elisha. Gehazi went.
So
Elisha do as God with him. He robbed. When they returned, he told him,
when you went, my spirit went
with you, were you not robbing? He didn't know that. We know to go with you.
And
if I don't go with you as a spirit, I go with you in the voice.
That's why you
hear me speaking with you in the gospel where I'm not.
The
apostle there said this. You just hear me in you.
Leaders,
we are prepared. Our spirits are broader than others. And in us is another spirit. But you, can you outwit me in understanding leadership? You think the king of kings, the leader of leaders, is no one who prepared the apostle and trained him? I even know to go with you. You, when you tell me, I'll not go with you and I'm going to fight. I speak to angels.
All
the Holy Spirit spread everywhere. Speak with them in that place where they are.
Numbers
chapter 27, verse 16. Mukama Katonda w'emyoyo gy'abonna abalina emibiri. Alonde omusajja okufuga ekibiina.
Let the Lord, the God of spirits of all flesh, set a man over the congregation. Yes. Lord God of spirits of all flesh. Everything God the planet flesh, they set a leader over it. Let it be animals in the fields. They have leaders over there. Even insects like that. Even birds. For those are spirits with flesh. Choose a leader the congregation to do what? Numbers chapter 27, verse 17.
Anafulumanga mu maaso gaabwe era anayingiranga mu maaso gaabwe era anabafulumyanga era anabayingizanga ekibiina kya Mukama kireme okubanga endiga ezitalina musumba.
Who may go out before them and who may go in before them and who may lead them out and who may bring them in that the congregation of the Lord be not a sheep which has no shepherd.
Yeah.
Only let whether which level God has given you, the congregation of God, the sheep of God, they need a leader to lead them, move, going out,
and
lead them to go. He doesn't just move them out.
When
they say that, he asks, before you set off to go, that I can move you out. I speak the Holy Spirit who spread everywhere and the angels of God. Holy Spirit lead them. Angels follow from behind. And I lead you.
Know
how you move out. You don't just move out half somewhere I'm going. You are going where? I have to lead you how you'll come back. Either I give you days or hours. Or we agree on it. What we agree, me and you. Heavens is what it does. And how you'll return. How you come in.
You don't just enter. And the man said, when you go, don't pass, come back by the same way you've gone. If you pass there, you will see it. He passed there and the lion devoured him. He was a prophet. God tells him, after you give message, don't return by the way you went. Go another way.
He
got someone confusing. Told him, I'm a prophet of God. He said, pass here. Return by the way you came. He found a lion there.
There
are things not yet understood, brethren. But all those have to be explained. And leaders of the nation, leaders in the politics, in the economic sector, in the healthy, they have to speak to the nation in different seasons, and they show us how we are going to move. When the year begins, in the middle of the year, and at the end of the year, and they lead us. They have to come and show how we move out. Just as you see, COVID came. And they put curfew and they
did.
Things are done for leaders, it's worthy for them to do them.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But those things are brought. I would have explained to you one by one. How do I lead you to go out? How do I lead you to go? First of all, in Isaiah 47, he said, I go teach you to profit. I teach you, I begin to show you how you go out. I show you the way you have to go.
And
I lead you within it. As I told you, the prophet Elisha, Spirit led Gehazi where he had gone. If it's not that,
I speak
the Holy Spirit leading you, angels follow from behind. Even returning like that, I first teach you the midst that as you have gone, I told you as you move, you go as one who fears God. But words are many there that I cannot list one by one. And the many other responsibilities of the leaders, mostly those of the church. Spoken at first is to show us God, who puts them in leadership to make us know Him and to keep manifesting Him in the midst of His people. The second, to discern between good and evil, the blessing and the curse, life and death. The third, to giving them food of the word of God in its seasons. Because leaders are set up by God, to pass through them His word to reach His people.
And
when God keeps silent, we die and perish.
And
we don't live by the food we grow on this world, but by every word from His mouth. The fourth we have last seen, and there are still many others, is to lead you as you go out and as you move, how you return and how you enter. May God bless you.
When
time will return, I'll add you many others. That's worthy of your leader to do the main things. There are many works in the midst there, but some of the main, they are those ones.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We shall come back here 2 weeks ahead. On the 12th,
yes.
Sunday, February.
Hallelujah.
11th. All the men, and you are a builder, or you have ever built before, tomorrow we need you that you come. We are going to have a building work moving on here. Those in God is central government on the earth.
Government government is
God is government in the governments of men. Each in your department. Prepare for responsibilities. Each department, we are going to give you a singer that you clothe them. Our warehouse is about to be completed. All machines to capture videos of all songs.
We've
already brought them in the name of the Lord. Our analog studio 2 has been completed. They are finishing, finalizing. When songs are made in the digital studio, they are finalized within the analog studio. As they mix them, they balance up all the instruments in it.
But
remember, there are almost 450 songs.
We are
going to share every department close a singer we shall hand to you.
Hallelujah.
When you turn on the 11th, come back, you can prepare with money, clothe your singer. We shall see who will shame their singer. Every department, the musician we give you. You clothe them, they capture a video. You clothe them with their backers. Till the end of the video. The good thing,
it will ease
the clothing, we shall just rent them. You clothe them very well. You prepare money of it.
That
to capture. Which department? In which song? There is going to be a competition in departments that we do the best. Those of natural gifts, are we there?
Natural gifts and callings and talents. That
department, you are there. Let me see your hands. Your hands lifted. We are going to give you a singer with a song. That apostle had hope witnessed.
Since
revival has come,
political sector,
you clothe him.
Godly
economic sector, Pastor Ronnie Hesbon, and this song, Pastor Robina, you know that begin raising money. Leaders in those departments, you speak with your people, all they are going to have. You tell them what is needed.
TV,
television, we are in process. And we are about to tell you what is remaining.
But
anytime you are to see it here, that then you begin to
finish what is remaining. It is going to come when there are things remaining. But we are going to hold together. As you see it, then you have got to raise more. It may not exceed by the much when it's not there. May God bless you. Thank you for coming.